getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Hey, it's time to do another round of great old time music here on Tim Tumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Back for another week like we are every week. I got a stack of polka records. I hope you got an hour to hang around wherever you are and enjoy on the radio or your tablet or your computer if you're streaming it or downloading it or something like that. There's so many ways to be listening to something these days. But anyway, I got records. And how you're hearing it, I don't care. Just enjoy. Dance if you feel the urge, all right? Let's just get right to it this week. We'll start out with the Polka Ambassadors, mostly because I pulled this record to play last week and we didn't have time for it, so it's top of the stack this week. Just because. That's why we're playing it. Here's the Polka Ambassadors. Polka Ambassadors get us rolling this week with Just Because. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Glad you tuned in or stumbled upon us completely by accident. However it happened to work out for you, we're glad to have you along with. Now, when I play these records, I tend to read the song titles and the name of the band the way they're spelled on the label, because you never know how pronunciations go, especially with the Polish names, to be honest. And you know, a lot of the songs are instrumentals. So you don't know, you know, the title could be anything. You know, the title could be, you know, My Shoe Came Untied While I Was at the Mall. And it's an instrumental, so it doesn't matter. According to this one, it is, Oh Johnny, Johnny, Play Hot Nanny, is what it says. Oh Johnny, Johnny, there's commas, Play Hot Nanny. I'm thinking it should be Hootin' Nanny, because there's two T's and one O, and a hot nanny sounds ridiculous. So I'm thinking it should have been Hootin' Nanny, but I don't really know that, and it's an instrumental, so we'll never find out. But we do know that it's Johnny Pecan and the orchestra.
Hootin' Nanny,
All right, folks, we need to have a little meeting here right now. Completely ignore my introduction to that record where I said it's an instrumental, so we won't know if it's really Hootenanny because it's spelled wrong on the record. But it also says on the record, plain as the nose on my face. You know, that nose that you're seeing in your mind now, using the theater of your mind to imagine what my nose looks like. You got it? As plain as the nose on my face, it says on this record, oh, Johnny, comma, Johnny, comma, play Hootenanny Polka, Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, record number 3306, side A, instrumental. Print it right on there in silver letters, and then they sing. Apparently, the guy who wrote down the information for the label printing did not listen to the song and had no idea there was going to be singing in there. And they did say Hootenanny, and it says Hootenanny on the label, so I'm half right anyway. So there. Am I grumpy today? No, I'm not grumpy today. Weather report from northern Minnesota. Never do I get to sit down and do a show and say I did not have to plow or snowblow last week. Of course I was plowing and snowblowing last week. We have surpassed the record for most snow ever since rulers to land in the area since rulers were invented. Since ever, for the most snow ever. We've surpassed all the records. I believe the last record was set in 1939 for February, and we have surpassed that record. February still has a few days to go. Well, depending when you're hearing this show, I guess February could have just ended, because this show is like good for the whole week. I can guarantee you there's at least two more snowfalls coming in the next few days that's going to put us way past the record for amount of snowfall of February. It's pretty, and the sun is out right now, and it's all white and shiny, and it looks like a scenic snow-covered postcard out there. But yeah, you try shoveling it and see what you think. Anyway, I'm not grumpy, but I do have the Craig Udseth Orchestra, and this song says it's the High Lie, High Low Polka. Could it be the High Lee, High Low Polka? We don't know. It also says it's an instrumental, but I've already been misled once in this show, so let's see what happens. Thank you. obviously, it's High Lee, High Low, because that's the way the Craig Udseth Orchestra sings it. See how educational the show is today? How many more things am I going to have pronunciation issues with? Some days are just like that, you know. We're in the middle of the Oompa Hour, by the way, where we play great old-time records for an hour every week. So glad you could join us once again, even though I seem kind of grumpy today. I don't mean to seem grumpy. It's happy music for happy people, for Pete's sake. So I better pick it up a little bit, don't you think? And before I get on to the next record, which, by the way, is Walter Ostanek or Ostanek, depends how you want to say it, I guess, is going to do a number for us. But I'm going to tell you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop down, check it out, because any place you could find 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, you know you've got a pretty heavy place. Think about how much 1,400 accordions weigh. But yeah, it's an amazing place. The displays are fantastic. They have other things on display, too, all sorts of related memorabilia and stuff, a lot of historical information. You can really learn a lot there if you're doing some research on music or the history of the musicians, the people and the music and all that. It is a great place for that, for entertainment. They've got their beautiful concert hall during the nice weather, because face it, it's snowing. During the nice weather, they have jam sessions and outdoor concerts and indoor concerts and workshops. Also, they have their accordion technician and repair school, one of the few places you can learn to take care of and maintain these instruments. Check it out, World of Accordions Museum. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. Find them online at worldofaccordions.org. You can see some pictures that'll just make you want to go there and look at it all in real life. You can even shop the gift shop online. So check them out, worldofaccordions.org. Walter Ostanek now. This is the Wooden Shoes Polka. Count it out there, Walt.
1, 2, 3, go!
Go Walter Ostanek there, the Wooden Shoes Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, doing it again for another week. Hey, don't forget, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. You can text us, you can call us, you can call on the answering machine thing, or you can text a message to area code 218-259-2985, if that works for you. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. TimsOompaHour.com, or you can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TimsOompaHour is where you find us. So there, that's valuable information. You know, not everybody knows that. You're kind of in on the secret circle of Oompa Hour communication now. You know, I've mispronounced or messed up enough introductions here. Let's just listen to somebody singing Polish. I can't miss with that. Here's the Good Times and the Over the River Polka.
Stoiło pies młody, gdzie bym go dostała, pościłam bym środy, pościłam bym środy, pościłam bym piątki, gdzie bym go dostała na zielone świątki. Na mnie człowiek pijał bardzo dobrą wódkę, a dziś jakby pije czystą munszajnówkę. Pijał, on ją pijał i był zawsze zdrowy, a dziś jakby pije cały tydzień chory. Się pijało, mało kosztowało, wódka 10 centów się kąski za darmo. Dziś płac po dolara, jeszcze nic nie dadzą, a jak się mądruje, za drzwi się prowadzą. Na mnie człowiek pijał, sam sobie w salonie, a dziś jakby pije, musi kupić żonie. Czarne łoczka miała, czarne mi patrzała, czarne mi musiała, bo mi nic nie miała.
There you go. I have no idea what they were saying. It's the Over the River Polka. It's the Good Times here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We don't care here at the Oompa Hour. As long as it sounds good, we're going to play it, for Pete's sake. So there you have it. What are we doing here on the Oompa Hour today? I have no idea. I'm sailing through the records at a pretty good clip this week, though. And I need to mix a few more German records into this, I think. But not right now, Slovenian-style Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. This is the Henrietta Polka.
Share their love with me. To tell the things I like about her will take until the end of time. There's only one like Henrietta, and Henrietta's mine, all mine. For me. I'll always be her Tootsie Wootsie. She'll always be my turtle dove. I'll always love my Henrietta, 'cause there's so much of her to love.
There, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Every time I introduce him, I think about the old dentist joke. You know, it's a dentist favorite song. The Yanks are coming. Anyway, that was the Henrietta Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I told you we need to get a little German style going here. Got it. You need German style. You need Minnesota style. You need the six fat Dutchmen out of New Ulm. You know what's interesting? There's always more than six of them, and they're not necessarily fat. Well, I don't get it. Anyway, here's the Minnesota Polka. Have it, Six Fat Dutchman there. That's the Minnesota Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, of course, the Minnesota Polka, that is an instrumental. And we know that because you just heard it. But they also have one called What Do They Do in Minnesota? And according to that song, we basically sit around making whoopee all day. And we need to write some lyrics for the Minnesota Polka, where the gist of the lyrics is, we shovel all day, is what they say. We're shoveling the snow, for Pete's sake. But anyway, Six Fat Dutchman here in the old Oompa Hour. Glad you could make it for another week of old-time music and general lunacy here on the show again. I have Sunny Day over here in turntable number one. This is the Skinny Mini Polka.
Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, she's my baby, la-di-da, when she kisses, ooh-la-la. Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, skinny mini is treetop.
tall, her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen. Every night at 8:30, I meet her by the garden gate. I hold her hand and 1, 2, 3, skinny Minnie's kissing me. Show. When they turned the lights down low, what we did I can't discuss. Everyone was watching us. We go to the record hops. Every time the music stops, she kisses me and ooh la la. Skinny Minnie, ha cha cha. Skinny Minnie is treetop tall. Her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen. She's my gal, Skinny Minnie, she's my pal. She takes a shower and you can bet Skinny Minnie won't get wet.
There you go, the Skinny Minnie Polka. Sunny day in the band here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, man, we're just rocking out the songs this week. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because I haven't had lunch yet, so I'm running, you know, slim and trim and you know, normally I do the show after lunch, and I'm feeling kind of fat and like I probably shouldn't have eaten those potato chips, and you know how that goes. And today I said, I'm doing the show before lunch. And you could be listening to this in the middle of the night and have no idea. But that's what I'm blaming the extra zip on, is I'm waiting to finish up the show so I can go have lunch. I don't know. Bob Szymanski's orchestra is up. Everybody knows this. This is an instrumental, unless they made up words for it. But everybody recognizes this song when they hear it. Here's Bob Szymanski and the boys. This is the Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Talk now. The record's over. Bob Szymanski's orchestra, the Peanuts Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And it's hard to believe but true that every week I sit at the record player and spin all these great old-time records for you. So glad you're along with us. And every week there's one thing we always try to do, and that is include a waltz in our program. Now, I know that we try to stick with the peppy polkas, but I like to throw in a waltz every show, assuming I remember. And I remembered this week. So those of you who would like to waltz, this is your opportunity to get up. I'm stalling a little bit, giving the ladies a few minutes to talk their husbands or boyfriends or significant others into getting up and maybe moving the coffee table out of the way or something here. A little waltzing would be nice. German style with the Jolly Lumberjacks. This is the Over Three Hills Waltz.
Over three hills I soon will go, to that dear one whom I love so. It won't be long till I am there, and with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, we'll never part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say, no more over three hills I'll stray. Over three hills I soon will go, to that dear one whom I love so. It won't be long till I am there, and with her my life I will share. If she'll say yes, then ever part. I'll make her mine, my own sweetheart. And when we're wed, then I can say, no more over three hills I'll stray.
All right, see, I saw you dancing there. Jolly Lumberjacks, Over Three Hills Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Time to snap it up a little bit. Oop, I got to be careful here. I almost put a German record in a Polish record sleeve. That would be an error. All right. Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners. This is the Girls in Every Town Polka.
La, 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 la. We traveled all the highways, streets and many roads. The only thing we hope for is that it ever goes. We're coming from a distance to bring a happy sound. Play for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la
and all those fancy twirls. Listen for the beat and they listen for the sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la. Night and day, we're gonna watch you polka band sing and swing and sway. We're bringing you our music, we're bringing you our sound. Pray for all our friends and girls in every town. La 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 la.
There you have it, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners, Girls in Every Town Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers over here. Always one of my favorite names for a band, anyway. This is the Crystal Ball Polka. There you go. That's Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers. See how I popped my P's on that one just to sound extra exciting when I said Polka Poppers. That's the Crystal Ball Polka anyway. Time for a little more German style. Can't hardly get more German style of Whoopi John and the Orchestra and the Barnyard Blues Polka.
Thank you.
Aha, there you have it. Whoopee John there, the Barnyard Blues Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I'm just sitting here in the studio looking out over Bovee here in northern Minnesota at the nice white fluffy snow and the sun shining and the pine trees out there, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm glad I shoveled yesterday and it's not going to snow again until tomorrow, so I got a day off to sit here and play polkas. Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra. Man, Jimmy Sturr won about a million Grammys doing polka music. If you look up, they don't even have a category for polka music anymore at the Grammys, those fools, but they used to. And if you look up over the years, the people who won Grammys in the polka category, Jimmy Sturr, I'm certain, won more than anybody else. Frankie Yankovic was the other one. I mean, there were a few others sprinkled in here and there, but by and large, probably 80% of them went to either Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra or Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. So, I mean, you can't complain about that, but anyway, I don't play very many Jimmy Sturr records, but I got one now, and I'm telling you, this is what, and I warn you every time I play this record, that this is one of those records that it's going to get stuck in your head, and you're going to sing it to yourself the rest of the day, till bedtime tonight. So Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, and well, it is just another polka. There you go, Jimmy Sturr there, the orchestra, and all the girl singers and everybody carrying on. Just another polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What do we got going here? Oh, it's the Polka Country Musicians. That's why I haven't played anything from them for quite some time. This is called The Music Takes Me. Find my way. There you go. That is the polka country musicians. Did you hear that? My brain just actually had some sort of collision right there live on the radio. It's amazing. Anyway, the music takes me polka from the polka country musicians here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. What do we have coming up in the show yet? We're winding her down. I'm telling you, I still have Don Peachy coming up here, and what else? The Harold Midas Orchestra, who we don't play often enough, coming up here in just a second, too, so stand by!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
What? You're telling me that the professional radio announcer just cleared his throat live on the air? What a fool. Anyway, maybe you didn't hear that, so never mind. We got time for a couple more, maybe three more, huh? We'll see how she goes on the show yet today. Got Don Peachy coming up, but before that, it's the Harold Midas Orchestra with a song called the Hello Trouble Polka, which, by the way, written by Eddie Blazonczyk of Versatones fame. If you remember, Eddie Blazonczyk made a million great records, and we need to play more Eddie Blazonczyk records on this show. In fact, I have one sitting right here, but it's a slow song, and we already played a waltz today. So I don't think we're going to play that today, but we'll make sure to get some Eddie Blazonczyk in here ASAP. In the meantime, this is the Harold Midas Orchestra. You know, it's got that Midas touch. They all turn to gold. Anyway, this is the Hello Trouble Polka.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. Looked out my window, what did I see? Coming up my sidewalk, just plain as day.
Here came trouble, I never thought I'd see when it went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. You caught my heartache, now where have you been? I've had no misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home. Some coffee, you'll rest your shoes. You tell me those sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. I'm a little bit tired of the life you've lived. I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than I never ever love again. Hello, trouble, come on in. You've got my heartache, now where have you been? I've had no misery since you've been gone. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
There you go, a little Eddie Blazonczyk tune done up by the Harold Midas Orchestra of Hello Trouble Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and man, oh man, we're getting close to the end of the deal here. I don't know, but I promise you, at the very least, a Don Peachy song yet this week. So here's Don and the orchestra. This is the Last Chance Polka. Don Peachy and the orchestra, that was the Last Chance Polka, and that's also the last polka for the week, because, heck, we're about out of time here for the Oompa Hour. The good news is, that means I can go get something to eat finally. I do seem to have a little extra spunk when I do the show hungry, don't I? Yeah, I think that's the way it's working out. But, hey, glad you're with us for another week here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll return to do it again next week unless we're up to our eyeballs in snow. We'll see how that goes. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.